This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I want to give you three ways you can use to beat back the uncertainty that we're all swimming in. And uncertainty is rife. It's all over the place. I probably don't need to tell you that. What's happening over in Ukraine, you know, our economy here in the U.S. with inflation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is not meant to be a political statement, but just to tell you, as is, what's going on. There's a lot of uncertainty. I think we're all feeling it. You know, it just needs to be said. So what are three things that you can do to help position yourself to beat back this uncertainty? Well, number one is you have to find a point of differentiation in your legal service. Now, this is not easy to do. And I did cover this in a series of six audios I did on specific practice areas regarding what's happening in Ukraine. I actually got yelled at. It's kind of funny. A few attorneys are like, "You're trying to profit off Ukraine, you animal." I even say in the audios, there's nothing to sell here. I'm literally telling you my thoughts on how the situation in Ukraine may affect you as an attorney in your practice area. So I highly encourage you to listen to those audios, whether or not your practice area is listed there, whether or not you think I'm profiteering. It's just plain advice. And the reason I give the advice is I want to help you as attorneys. So again, instead of getting all pissed off about it, I encourage you to listen. I think you may learn something, and it ties right into what I'm about to tell you. Point of differentiation. So, for instance, for auto accidents, I'm not going to redo the entire audio that I did on it, but one point of differentiation you can do is to help people that you're working with their cars. A lot of attorneys want to work on the injury side. They don't care about the car. They say, "You figure it out." Well, in the face of inflation and all these problems, the person may not have gap coverage, so their car may be totaled by insurance. There may be a $10,000 or $20,000 gap for them to get into anything serviceable to drive around. What happens if that's the case? Maybe there's a body shop you know that can do the repairs cheaper if it's repairable versus total. Maybe there's an insurance guy or gal you know that offers better insurance rates because premiums are going up and the coverage is going to get more difficult. Maybe there is something else with the car that you know of, certain models of car that are available that are better priced and more reliable than what the person's finding out there. So again, this could be unpaid work. It could be paid work. You may want to say to the person, "Listen, I'll handle your injury and all that stuff. We do have an extra service whereby we help you with insurance, we help you with repairs, or if it's totaled, we help you get into the car, et cetera, blah, blah, blah," that kind of thing. That may be a service that you can come up with, even if it's just purely legal advice in regards to the car. Maybe it's referrals to people you know. But things like that will be a great point of differentiation. For instance, if you're an auto accident attorney, if you do DUI or criminal defense, what you may have to do is bone up on diversion programs or probationary programs or sealments or, you know, other things like that. Why? Because your previous clients that you've helped, perhaps their financial situation is deteriorating in the face of inflation. If you go back to them and you were the hero once again and you could help them with their case, maybe they have, you know, a bad mark on their record that you can get expunged or again sealed or whatever it may be if that's in your state. That might be of tremendous economic benefit to them and might allow them to get a job they otherwise couldn't get. If someone doesn't have the money to mount an adequate defense, but they really do need a defense, maybe you can help coach them through probation or a diversion program. These people might otherwise not have money for representation. So that could be a point of difference that you could enact if you're in criminal defense or if you're in DUI. Another thing that you can do, let's say your family law. As we know with the pandemic, a lot of that stuff moved to mediation. Perhaps there's a client that just doesn't have the money to adequately defend or to be the plaintiff. They still want to get the results they need. They still want to get custody of the kids. They still want to get spousal maintenance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You might have to fight harder to get them the right amount of spousal maintenance. You might have to, again, say, "Let's go through mediation or arbitration instead of court, because it may be cheaper and faster and still achieve the outcome you want." So that would be a point of differentiation for family law. For bankruptcy, this may mean expanding your practice area to include Chapter 11's corporate bankruptcy. Well, I know people that are in one practice area don't really want to move sideways or include other things like that, but you may have to, again, as a point of differentiation, as a lot of businesses that were crushed by the pandemic need help with bankruptcy, ones that weren't crushed that survived may now be crushed in the face of inflation. So those kinds of things will definitely help you in your practice area. I encourage you not to say, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm just still doing the same stuff I was doing before. Nope, I'm not expanding. I'm not an expert in that area of law. Well, new areas of law are evolving. It's happening, and it's happening faster and faster. And again, in the face of all this uncertainty, you may be finding that your clients, your potential clients, might not have the money to hire you. There may be less of them. The laws may not be enforced in your particular area, or they may be enforced harder than ever, which may either lead to a boom or a bust in your practice area. But all these things are going on. So again, adjusting your practice area, looking for a point of differentiation is absolutely critical, I believe, to succeeding going forward. Another thing that will help you succeed is to look at the vendors that you have and you work with. Are there any that you like that you could call up and say, hey, can I buy 6 months ahead or a year ahead? We've done this, and we've saved between 5 and 25% on about 80% of our vendors. So not everyone will do it. Some do monthly billing, and they won't do a yearly. Some won't give any discount, but you'll be very surprised. A lot of them will. So if you have the money to pay $2,000 for ABC service, and you save $400 over the year, that's very significant. You know, of course, you got to have the money ready about 60 days out before the service renews, but for us doing this, it saved quite a bit of money, and that allows you to weather more storms if you have more saved and your outlay is less. I'm not saying cut off vendors willy-nilly or don't do marketing or any of that stuff. And by the way, yes, part of this is self-serving, but I honestly believe it's true. You don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face. And all lawyers do need marketing for every day that they are in practice until they retire. That is my firm belief. And that's not with us necessarily, but in general. All attorneys, if they want to be successful, they must do marketing their entire career, at least to some level, until they retire. If they don't, they're simply not going to be winners in the race in a given practice area and in a given metro. So again, reviewing your vendors and getting some of these discounts by paying for a year or 6 months up front, very, very powerful. It could put back, theoretically, thousands of dollars in your pocket. I want to tell you one more nuance here that's really, really cool. For lawyers, it may not be as powerful, but the average business usually nets about 10% of what it brings in. Lawyers, I know, do net more. Their overheads usually aren't nearly as bad. But still, let's say your net is 50%, and I'm being generous here. It's probably about 25%. So every dollar that you save on expenses is $4 of revenue you didn't have to earn. So if you're able to save in aggregate across all your vendors $1,000 a month, that's $4,000 a month you didn't have to earn. That's $48,000 a year. That's a lot of extra money in your pocket. It makes your business a lot healthier. So that's why I encourage you to review your vendors. And again, see who you can buy for 6 months or a year and get some discounts. Why not? It won't hurt. Now, the third thing you can do to help differentiate yourself and survive the upcoming uncertainty, it's probably going to be a letdown, but it really is customer service. It's answering the phone every single time. It's being nice to potential clients. You know, not letting tire kickers waste your time, of course, but the better customer service you have, the better you'll do. Customer service, I can tell you, is breaking down big time all over the world. It's exceptionally bad. I just took my family on a trip, and we had problems with the rent car, with the Airbnb, with the hotel, with the flights, I mean, with the places we went to go visit, everything. It's terrible. Everything is starting to break down because of supply chain issues, because a lot of workers feel like they've been abused, and they just are tired of doing the job, but they don't want to do it, or that they don't want to work, and things are short-staffed. So you really need to pay attention to your customer service. Just by doing a really good job will massively differentiate you versus your competitors that think they could just treat people like junk and they'll still come to them. So this is an unbelievable competitive advantage if you do that. So if you employ these three strategies, becoming different in your market, point of difference, buying ahead, saving money, and having great customer service, you are really going to weather what's ahead far better than your competitors will. And that's the whole name of the game. You don't have to cut their throats. You can just do these things and improve your own house and your own practice and really succeed in 2022, 2023, and beyond. And believe me, and I'm not saying this to be negative, we all are going to need the help because uncertainty is the name of the game right now. And as you know, things are difficult. So do yourself a favor, improve them. If you need help like this, call us 888-225-8594 or email support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. We are here to help. We're not just here to sell you stuff. If we can, and we can sell you a service and benefit your practice, wonderful. If we can't, and we just give you some advice and, you know, pat you on the back and off you go, and you're more successful, I'm happy too. Both ways serve, and both ways are happy for me. So don't fear reaching out. Don't think we're going to pummel you or anything. Reach out. Ask for help. I'm very glad to help you out here. No problem. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.